At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever observed a child chasing their shadow? With every step they take, the shadow moves. Always just out of reach, no matter how hard they try. This relentless pursuit is similar to the battle we often face with overthinking. Just like that shadow, the more we chase after every thought, the further we seem from peace. Today, I am going to share with you three powerful ways to stop overthinking, grounded in the wisdom of the Bible. We will explore how to trust more deeply in God's plan and surrender our worries and concerns to Him. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Proverbs 3 verse 5 reminds us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This timeless piece of wisdom invites us into a life of deep faith and surrender, where our trust in God becomes the cornerstone of our existence. In embracing this divine guidance, we are called to embark on a transformative journey, one that leads us away from the shadows of doubt and uncertainty, and toward the light of God's eternal wisdom. This journey invites us to lay down the burden of trying to decipher every twist and turn of life on our own, and instead to place our trust in the one who sees the entire picture. As we prepare to delve deeper into the teachings that will equip us to overcome overthinking, let us open our minds and hearts to the profound lessons that await us. By following these principles, we will discover the strength to rise above the chaos of our thoughts and find rest in His unchanging love and faithfulness. Let this message serve as a beacon of hope, guiding us through the challenges of overthinking and leading us into a place of serene trust in God's perfect plan for our lives. Now, in order to stop overthinking, we need to do these three things. Number one, trust in God's plan. My dear friends, the journey to stop overthinking begins with a profound trust in the Lord. Isaiah 26 verse 3 offers us this guidance. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. This passage shines a beacon on our path to tranquility, pinpointing trust in the Lord as our key. This scripture not only serves as our starting point, but also as a comforting reminder that our understanding is not the foundation on which we stand. Rather, it is our trust in God's sovereignty and His loving care. This comforting reminder reassures us that we don't need to have all the answers or figure everything out on our own. In the midst of our worries and the endless cycle of what-ifs that overthinking brings, we can find peace and stability in knowing that God is in control. He holds our future, understands our fears, and sees the outcomes we can't possibly predict. By placing our trust in Him, we allow His peace to permeate our hearts and minds, guiding us to a place of calm amidst the chaos. This trust is not passive. It actively seeks God's presence and leans on His promises, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. Trusting in God's plan requires us to acknowledge His sovereignty over our lives. It's about recognizing that, despite our best efforts, there are things beyond our control. Just like the child chasing their shadow, we can become exhausted, trying to grasp something that was never meant to be caught by worry or overthinking. Instead, this image reminds us to focus.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
On what is tangible and real, God's presence and guidance. The essence of trust is found in the depth of our relationship with God. It's built on the foundation of belief that He is good. His plans for us are to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. As declared in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And my friends, let's just make this clear. Trusting God doesn't mean we won't face trials or moments of confusion. Rather, it means that in those moments we choose to lean on His understanding and not our own. The act of letting go and letting God take control is often easier said than done. It involves a daily decision to surrender our thoughts, fears, and plans to Him. This act of surrender is a powerful stance against overthinking, because it shifts our focus from our problems to the problem solver. Understand that prayer plays a crucial role in building our trust in God. Through prayer, we communicate our worries, our thoughts, and our desires to God. Philippians 4 verse 6 encourages us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Engaging in prayer is one of the ways we can counteract overthinking. It's where we exchange our burdens for His peace. Accepting God's timing is an essential aspect of trusting His plan. Our natural inclination is to want answers and solutions now, but God's timing is perfect, often teaching us patience and reliance on Him. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 reminds us, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." Trusting in God's timing helps us to not rush or force things, reducing the urge to overthink. Remember this: faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. Hebrews 11 verse 1 defines faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith propels us beyond our fears and overthinking into a realm where we trust in God's promises, even when we cannot see how they will come to pass. It is faith that transforms our perspective, enabling us to see our situations through God's eyes. However, doubt often creeps in, challenging our trust and faith in God. In these moments, it's vital to remember the words of Jesus in Mark 5, verse 36, where He said, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Our belief in God's power and love for us can overcome any doubt, guiding us back to a path of trust. Trusting God is a journey, not a destination. It is a process that involves growing in our understanding of who God is and His will for our lives. With each step of trust, we move closer to the peace and joy that come from a life surrendered to God. In moments of overwhelming thoughts, we find peace in the presence of God. Psalm 46, verse 10 advises us, "Be still and know that I am God." In stillness, we are reminded of God's majesty and care for us, which quiets our minds and soothes our spirits. My friends, Let's always remember that. Trusting in God stands as a powerful antidote to overthinking. By surrendering our worries, embracing His timing, and growing in faith, we can experience the peace and joy that God intends for our lives. Trusting in God's plan is the first step toward freedom from overthinking. Number two, surrender your worries. My dear friends, in our journey together toward finding peace and overcoming the whirlwind of overthinking, there stands a pivotal action that God invites us to embrace: the surrender of our worries. The act of surrender is not a sign of weakness, but rather a profound expression of trust in our Heavenly Father. Jesus Himself encourages us in Matthew 6, verse 34, saying, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." This invitation to lay down our worries is a call to experience the fullness of life that God intends for us, free from the chains of anxiety and fear. Surrender begins with recognition. We must first acknowledge our worries, admitting to ourselves and to God the concerns that weigh heavily on our hearts. This step is crucial, because it's only in recognizing our worries that we can actively lay them down. Imagine each worry as a stone in a backpack. Recognizing them is like opening the backpack to see what's inside. Once we've identified our worries, the next step is to actively choose to let them go. This decision is often a battle of the will, where we must choose between holding onto our concerns or trusting God with them. It's helpful to visualize handing each worry over to God, perhaps in prayer, imagining transferring the weight from our shoulders to His. Trusting God with our worries is rooted in understanding His character. He is loving, sovereign, and infinitely wise. He sees the end from the beginning and knows what's best for us. As we grow in our knowledge of God, our trust in Him deepens, making it easier to surrender our worries to His care. Prayer is our communication line with God, a direct channel through which we can also surrender our worries to Him. Through prayer, we exchange our worries for His peace, a transaction that occurs in the spiritual realm and manifests in our hearts and minds. Living in the moment is a practical way to surrender our worries. Worry often pulls us into the future, into the realm of what if. By choosing to focus on the present, on the here and now, we anchor ourselves in the reality of God's current provision and grace, which is always sufficient for the day. Gratitude plays a significant role in the process of surrender. As we shift our focus from what we're worried about to what we're thankful for, we find our perspective and our heart's posture changing. Gratitude opens our eyes to the blessings surrounding us, reminding us of God's faithfulness and care. Surrendering our worries to God doesn't mean we become passive or inactive. Instead, it means we take action based on faith rather than fear. We do our part, walking in obedience and making wise decisions, while leaving the outcomes to God. This balance between action and surrender is where we find the freedom to live fully, without being paralyzed by worry. Renewing our minds with God's Word is also essential in the process of surrender. Scripture is filled with promises, truths, and stories of God's faithfulness. As we fill our minds with these truths, the lies and fears that fuel our worries lose their power. The Word of God reshapes our thinking, aligning it with His perspective. Surrender is a daily choice. It's not a one-time event, but a continuous practice of laying our worries before God. each day presents new opportunities to trust Him, and with each act of surrender, our faith grows stronger. Remember, dear friends, that surrender leads to freedom. The freedom found in surrendering our worries to God is a freedom to live with joy, peace, and purpose. It's the freedom to be who God created us to be, liberated from the weight of anxiety and fear. As we lay down our worries, let's embrace this freedom, trusting that in God's hands, our concerns are transformed into paths of peace. In this act of surrender, we find not only peace, but also a deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father, who cares for us more deeply than we can ever comprehend. Let us walk this journey of surrender together, hand in hand, with the one who invites us to cast all our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. And number three, embrace God's peace. My dear friends, in the quiet moments of reflection and in the storms of our lives, there is a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that only God can give. Philippians 4, verse 7 tells us, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This divine peace is not merely the absence of conflict. It is a profound sense of well-being and assurance that comes from knowing we are in God's hands, regardless of our circumstances. To embrace God's peace, we must first acknowledge our need for it. In a world filled with noise, chaos, and endless demands, our hearts yearn for tranquility and rest. Recognizing this need is the first step toward opening our lives to the peace God offers. It's an acknowledgement that we cannot find true peace on our own and that our solutions and strategies are often inadequate. Embracing God's peace requires trust. Trust in His character, His promises, and His love for us. It means believing that He is in control, even when life seems to spiral out of control. This trust is not passive. It is an active reliance on God, choosing to believe that He is working all things for our good, even when we cannot see the immediate evidence. Surrender plays a crucial role in experiencing God's peace. It involves letting go of our attempts to control outcomes, releasing our grip on the worries and fears that consume us, and entrusting them into God's capable hands. Surrender is the doorway to peace, for it aligns our hearts with God's purposes and allows us to rest in His sufficiency. My friends, prayer is the language of peace. Through prayer, we communicate with God, casting our cares upon Him because He cares for us. In these sacred moments of prayer, we exchange our burdens for His peace, a transaction that lightens our hearts and refreshes our spirits. Living in God's peace means also to focus our minds on Him, as we were reminded earlier in Isaiah 26, verse 3. "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." This verse highlights the connection between our focus, our trust, and our experience of peace. By keeping our minds fixed on God and His faithfulness, we anchor ourselves in the calmness of His presence. To embrace God's peace, we must also practice gratitude, acknowledging the blessings in our lives, even in the midst of trials, shifts our perspective from worry to worship. This attitude of gratitude cultivates an environment in which peace flourishes, reminding us of God's past faithfulness and His future promises. God's word is a wellspring of peace, In the scriptures, we find promises, stories of God's faithfulness, and truths that anchor our souls. As we immerse ourselves in the Bible, the Holy Spirit uses God's Word to calm our fears, illuminate our paths, and infuse our hearts with peace. Embracing God's peace means rejecting the lies of the enemy. The adversary thrives on chaos and fear, but we have the authority in Christ to stand against these attacks. Armed with the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can rebuke the lies that threaten our peace. Living in peace is a witness to the world. As we walk in the peace that God provides, our lives become a testimony to His power and grace. In a world searching for peace, our lives can point others to the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. My friends, as we seek to embrace God's peace, let us remember that it is a gift freely offered to all who will receive it. May we open our hearts to this divine peace, letting it guard our minds and hearts in Christ Jesus. In the peacefulness of His presence, we find strength to face each day with hope and assurance. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, the Almighty God, I come before you in awe of your majesty and grace. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Your power is unmatched, and your love knows no bounds. I praise your holy name and glorify you, for you are worthy of all honor and praise. Lord, I thank you for your endless mercies and your unfailing love. Thank you for the gift of life, for provision, and for the protection that you graciously extend to me and my loved ones each day. Your goodness surrounds us, and your blessings overflow in our lives. Merciful Lord, I come before you seeking forgiveness for my sins, for the times I've allowed fear and overthinking to overshadow my trust in you. Forgive me for the moments of doubt and for not surrendering my worries to you completely. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me, releasing any bitterness or resentment in my heart. I am grateful to know that there is freedom in forgiveness. Lord, in this journey to overcome overthinking, I ask for your divine guidance, discernment, and wisdom. Help me to trust fully in your plan, to surrender my worries to you, and to embrace your peace that surpasses all understanding. Teach me to live in the power of the Holy Spirit, to embrace your love and acceptance, and to cultivate a heart of worship that honors you in all I do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare victory over overthinking and every battle of the mind. I rebuke every spirit of fear, anxiety, and confusion. I bind these spirits that attempt to steal my peace, and I declare your perfect peace over my mind and heart. Let your perfect love cast out all fear, and may your truth be the foundation of my thoughts. Lord, I pray for healing in my body, mind, and spirit. Heal me from the effects of overthinking and any physical ailments that have arisen as a result. I bind every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus, declaring that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I pray for your protection over me and my loved ones, guarding our coming and going, and keeping us safe under the shadow of your wings. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking for your blessings to be upon us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Grant us strength, courage, and resilience. Let your love overflow in our lives, bringing healing, restoration, and peace to every area. We claim victory over our thoughts, declaring that we will no longer be prisoners of overthinking. We declare healing and peace over our bodies and minds, thanking you for your faithfulness and your healing touch. Lord, protect us and our loved ones, and let your favor and blessings be evident in our lives. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.